Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. If I was very smart, I wouldn't be a talk show host, would I? I'd have a real job, wouldn't I? It's good to be with you. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for staying with me. If you've been hanging around with me already this morning, I appreciate that. My website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com. There's a lesson for you. Have you got yourname.com? Do you own the URL yourname.com? If you don't, you should. Better go get it before somebody else does. Before I do, I might go get it and have it myself. Or if you like to type, here's the other one, smallbusinessadvocate.com. But regardless, all three of those will get you to one place, which is what I call Small Business Heaven, a little bit of entrepreneurial nirvana. And you can find lots of things there, including lots and lots of archives and articles and information about our guest this half hour. His name is Arkie Ciancutti, Dr. Arkie Ciancutti, and he's the author, the co-author, along with Thomas Steading, of one of my favorite books, as you've heard me say many times before, Built on Trust, Gaining Competitive Advantage in Any Organization. Arkie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
It's good to have you back, as always. Arkie, we've talked about trust so much over the years that you've been with us, and you've just helped us so much. And I know the archives of the shows that we've done in the past that we have up that people can listen to. I know that the people are going back and listening to those over and over again, and I'm convinced that that you've helped to make a difference in the marketplace. But you've got a new book coming out, and it's focused on the execution element of trust, isn't it?
Well, that's right. And they are related. But what we're saying in the new book, Unleashed, is that it really tackles the question of how much management you want to do by legislating and trying to force compliance or asking for compliance on the one hand, and how much do you want to do by recognizing the innate motivation that people have and trying to liberate that. And so and it has some of the same themes in it. You want to avoid the them versus us and the toxic gossip and so forth. But the end result of managing an execution organization the way we're suggesting is that your teams become more self-regulated. Management has more of a guiding and an example role than a forcing compliance. So in a nutshell, it's gaining full commitment from your people versus trying to legislate or force compliance from your people.
So basically, as a leader, you trust, you establish the in your people the belief that you're going to allow them to motivate themselves to do their own work without you. I mean, your motivation is from the standpoint of how they feel about you as a leader, not you having to motivate them to take every step.
Well, that's right. And so you get out of the weeds. And it's still very important as a leader, and always will be, to create the vision, to show the way, to describe why that vision is important, to get buy-in to that vision, and to guide people in the action items, you know, that are going to be required to reach the parts of that vision. But then, at that point, what you're doing is you're working with those teams to get their full commitment to that vision,
mm-hmm.
knowing that, you know, there is a drive that people have to better things. They do. People do. We do want to contribute. But most people,
that's human nature, isn't it?
That's right. But most of us give up past a certain point. You know, we're trying to get things done, and we're often dependent on people who don't report to us and don't report to our manager because they're in another department. But we still need to get things done through these people, and that's where most of the frustrations come in. And that's where it's very difficult to force compliance. That's where you need commitment clear across the organization in order to get those tough things done.
And if you wonder whether what Arkie's talking about is important, imagine that you've got 50 employees, and then ask yourself, okay, is there enough of me to go around, or enough of my managers to go around, to make every single one of those people be motivated and do their job completely every moment that they're here? The answer is you can't. The only way you can do it is if they do it themselves. And when we come back, we're going to get Arkie to tell us how to make that happen. And he will do that. He's going to give us a peek inside of his new book, Unleashed. And that's going to be right after these messages. It's 20 till. Dr. Arkie Cianciutti is our guest. He's also our good friend.
They treat you like a guest. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you?
When you wake up in the morning. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Arkie Cianciutti. He's the author, along with Thomas Stedding, of the book Built on Trust. And ladies and gentlemen, I still encourage you to find this book, even if you have to go to the library. Because if you have a small business, you need to know how to do this. Because if there's more than just you in the business, you've got to be able to extend the positive force, the motivation and the effectiveness that you see for your business. You've got to be able to leverage that all the way out through the end of the fingers of every employee in your organization. And you can't do that by management. You can only do that if you can help not only show them trust, but Arkie, you need to let them, you need to give them the ability to trust themselves too, don't you?
Well, that's right. And you build that system of earning trust and letting a person earn trust with himself with two key principles. And these are the key principles that also drive the new book, Unleashed, and that is closure. Close every interaction. Never end a business interaction without an agreement that includes a deliverable and a time, and that agreement has to be credible. That's principle number one. And principle number two is never say yes when you're not sure, or you really mean maybe, or you really mean no. Hmm. Now, those two principles build trust, and they build execution. And it's if you don't follow those two principles, and as a leader of your organization, as a manager, you have to model that. You have to begin discussions with your people, and you have to step up and be the first one to do it.
You know, Arkie, I was just thinking about people that I know that I can believe, some people that I can't. I don't know if I can believe them yet, and some people I don't think I can believe them. And it always makes me nervous when somebody that's questionable tells me, "Oh yeah, no problem, I got that covered."
Yeah.
It always makes me nervous because I don't have any trust there.
Well, that's right, because it's not closure. It could be a
person who... You can't just say closure. You got to deliver closure, don't you?
That's right. That's right. You say, okay, fine, listen, I'll get that to you, but I close the business tomorrow. Or you can say, you know, I'm not sure when I can do it, but I'll give you an update by the day of closure of business, you know, and so forth. So you're always moving from one time to another, and you're always giving people time to consider their commitment. You know, if somebody says, okay, I'll get that to you right away, and you're that person's manager, it's okay to say, okay, now wait, let's just stop and look for a second. Can you really do that? And how will it affect the other, I know you've got a stacked inbox, you know, how will it affect these other deliverables that you have, and so forth. And give him a moment. And if you're on the receiving end of this assignment, remember, you know, unless the hall's on fire, you don't have to answer yes or no right now. You can say, can I get back to you in an hour on that? Or can I get back to you at the end of the day? Or, yes, it looks good, but I'd like to take a look at some of these other things and so forth. So that you're never saying yes when the real answer is maybe.
Well, and isn't it important that we help our people understand the different gradations of an answer? That we allow them to say, You know, if you don't know, please tell me you don't know.
That's right.
Don't just because I'm the boss, just because you think I'm the boss, don't say, yeah, I can do that, I can do that. Please tell me what's going on. Give me the exact news. I can deal with that because I may be able to help you.
Well, that's right. And in our books and in all my writing, I always say, honor doubt. And here's what I mean by that. Before a person makes a commitment of any kind, you know, if you ever got married or built a house or launched a new business or launched a new product, you know, before you make that commitment, your mind always goes back and forth. Well, should I do it? What's the upside? What's the downside? So forth. Can I do it? Et cetera, et cetera. Well, that doubt is healthy. If you don't allow people to have that doubt, now it doesn't mean you want them to stay in doubt. You have to process the doubt in order to make the commitment. So those are steps that you go through. But if you try to eliminate those steps, you know, in yourself or in other people, then what you get is that you could get the hallway salute, but you don't get the heart. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can't tell if a person is really committed until they start missing benchmarks.
Right.
And that's very expensive. For a small business, it's you just can't do it.
Well, it's exactly right. It's prohibitive.
Yes. And you'll get away with it for a while if your competition is also doing things that way.
But they don't. You know, you got to presume that they're not going to.
That's exactly right.
And in today's world, you know, 30 years ago, Archie, when you and I were coming up, or however many years longer, maybe longer than that for me, probably not for you, but a long time ago, you could look around, you could check out what all your four or five competitors were doing, and you could see if they were making the same mistakes. But today, you got competitors you can't find. I mean, there are people coming at you from all over the place.
That's right.
We're not that good, are we?
You can't give up those edges. You have to get every edge. And it's a tremendous edge over your competition if you start doing things that way.
Right.
And if you're the leader of your company, you're in a great position because not only can you talk to people about it, but you can show them by the way you behave.
And don't forget, folks, when I talked about leveraging all the way through the ends of the fingertips of your people, those fingertips are touching your customers. You may not be touching customers. You may be trustworthy when you talk to your customers. But what about those employees, those 2 or 50 employees that you have? When they talk to customers, what's that looking like? And that's the reason why that I like Archie to talk to us about this important thing called trust and the ability to unleash this on all of all that you survey, your people in your organization, all the way out to your customers. Tintil, we'll be right back with our good friend Archie Ciancutti, the author of Built on Trust, and the new book, Unleashed, is coming out in the fall, and he's going to launch it on this show.
When lights close the tired eyes, I'll soon be with you, my love.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Archie Ciancutti is our guest. And as you know, folks, Archie is a pretty cool guy, but I'd invite him back on the show just to be able to say his name. He's got the coolest name of any of our Brain Trust members, Archie Ciancutti. And that's 2 different words, by the way, folks. Archie, yeah. tell us where, give us your website, please.
It's Learning Center, one word, learningcenter.net.
.net.
And Built on Trust is available on our website as well as on the Amazon.
Wherever books are sold. And the new book, Unleashed, is coming out in September, and you're going to launch it on this show,
yes.
I can't wait. Okay, we're wrapping up the hour here, Archie. What are some last thoughts we can focus on to help us extend and to leverage this trust all the way through our organizations out to our customers?
I think the most important thing is if you're in a position of leadership, you are in a position to eliminate this them versus us toxic gossip. And that's a fabulous position to be in because whenever one function starts fighting another, and it's usually underground, you know, it's not like they're out in the hallway shouting, but they're just not coordinating and cooperating.
They might not be saying anything.
It might just be their actions. They might just be
torpedoing each other through their actions.
That's right. Or not reaching out to help each other. Now, you're in a position to help. Open up that conversation. Call a meeting with your people and say, hey, how are we doing across the functions? do we close interactions with each other? How am I doing? What's a report card on me? What's the status of our commitments? Do we sometimes say yes and mean maybe? Just ask that question. Don't try to put people on the spot. Just admit an example of your own, you know, from the past or whatever. But just bring that subject up, and I'll tell you, there will be a very, very, if you're patient, there'll be a very productive conversation. You could do that today, have that conversation today or this week, and that conversation will be very, very productive.
Say that again. Tell us again, how do we get into that conversation?
Sit down with your management, your people, the people report to, whoever you have, and say, how well are we doing on our commitments with one another? Do we ever, because we're in a hurry?
How about if we begin, instead of using the word we, if we used I?
Well, that's the best.
How about if we said, okay, guys, I'm a little concerned about how our organization is functioning, and so I want to start this thing with me, and I want to ask you, and you've got the green light to tell me this, how am I, and finish the sentence there.
How am I doing with my commitments to you? Do I ever say, yes, I'll get something done, and you know, it doesn't happen when I say, or do I ever say, yes, I'll get it done, and don't give you a time?
Right.
Or do I ever slip and never get back to you about that?
And then if they come up with something, they probably will just say, okay, write it down, make a note, and say, okay, I'm going to fix that. And if I don't fix it, or if I slip, if I backslide, you've got the green light to tell me that I backslid. Now that you've got my attention, let's make sure we've got our organization's attention. How about that, Archie?
Yes, absolutely.
Because worried about is if you start out saying we, it'll sound like you're ready to blame somebody.
That's right. And if you can even start off with an example of your own self. And
this
how
is
you
what I did wrong.
Something.
I know I did this wrong. In fact, that might be a good time to start it. Look, I want to have a meeting because I messed up and I wanted to tell you I'm going to fix it.
And that opens the door, Jim. That really opens the door. You'll find an explosive motivation, an explosive amount of energy to talk about this thing and to get it better.
It'll
be dramatic.
It's powerful, isn't it?
You will see the results within a week and ongoing. And if you just maintain that a little bit, and that's why the new book is called Unleashed. There's an explosion of positive execution energy waiting to happen with most people, the vast, vast majority of people. But you have to know how to open it up, and it's very good to lead with yourself.
Should you have that same conversation with customers?
Eventually.
What are we doing and then finish the sentence.
What are we doing that we could do better? Do we ever disappoint you? Do we ever say yes, but it looks to you like we mean maybe? Once you've got your own team together, then it's time to reach out to customers and all stakeholders. Everybody who has a stake in your
because
company.
Ultimately they're the ones that we need to make the happiest. I mean, they're the most important member of our organization, aren't they?
Well, that's right.
Those customers.
But I say start with yourself and then your company because your credibility with each other is the limiting factor. If you're not credible with each other, you're not going to be credible with your customers.
Otherwise, you're just fixing the symptom instead of the disease.
That's exactly right.
Archie Ciancutti, thank you for being here. Good job.
My pleasure, Jim. Thanks.
As always. Archie Ciancutti, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Built on Trust and the new book, which is coming out in the fall, called Unleashed. Archie will be back real soon. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.